Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Morning. I need to check in for the flight to Berlin.
Morning. Your passport, please.
Could I have a window seat?
Of course you can. Do you have any luggage?
Yes, this suitcase and the bag. That's all.
Okay. You can take the bag on board if you want. Here's your boarding pass.
Thank you.
Dialogue B.
Hello, I have a reservation here. My name is Mark Bateman.
Yes, Mr. Bateman. Welcome to the Royal Crown. Your room is 308 on the 3rd floor. Here's the key.
Thanks.
Do you want any help with your luggage?
No, thanks.
If you need anything, just call us from your room, please. Dial 1.
Okay.
Enjoy your stay.
Dialogue C.
Okay, Mrs. Riddell, where were you yesterday from 9 till 10?
In my room, in the hotel.
Were you alone?
No, with my daughter.
Did you hear any noise, Mrs. Riddell?
No. I'm afraid not. Our luggage was delivered at about 9. We went to bed early as we were tired after the flight.
Okay, thank you. Please call us if you remember any more details.
Sure, I will.
Dialogue D.
Where shall we go for our vacation, Matt?
I don't know yet.
How about Italy? If we go in the spring, we'll probably get a cheap flight and a hotel discount.
OK. We'll go wherever you want, but we'll discuss it when the football match is over.
Agreed.
And could I have a cup of tea? And some chocolate cake, please.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Morning. I need to check in for the flight to Berlin.
Morning. Your passport, please.
Could I have a window seat?
Of course you can. Do you have any luggage?
Yes, this suitcase and the bag. That's all.
Okay. You can take the bag on board if you want. Here's your boarding pass.
Thank you.
Dialogue B.
Hello, I have a reservation here. My name is Mark Bateman.
Yes, Mr. Bateman. Welcome to the Royal Crown. Your room is 308 on the third floor. Here's the key.
Thanks.
Do you want any help with your luggage?
No, thanks.
If you need anything, just call us from your room, please. Dial 1.
OK.
Enjoy your stay.
Dialogue C.
OK, Mrs. Riddell, where were you yesterday from 9 till 10?
In my room, in the hotel.
Were you alone?
No, with my daughter.
Did you hear any noise, Mrs. Riddell?
No, I'm afraid not. Our luggage was delivered at about 9. We went to bed early as we were tired after the flight.
OK, thank you. Please call us if you remember any more details.
Sure, I will.
Dialogue D.
Where shall we go for our vacation, Matt?
I don't know yet.
How about Italy? If we go in the spring, we'll probably get a cheap flight and a hotel discount.
OK. We'll go wherever you want, but we'll discuss it when the football match is over.
Agreed.
And could I have a cup of tea? And some chocolate cake, please.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
My parents often say it's good to have school uniforms. I don't agree with them. I think school uniforms make us look all the same. It's a bit boring to wear the same clothes every day, isn't it? We cannot even change the colour. My uniform, for example, is blue. I know that this colour doesn't suit me, but I have to wear it anyway. Besides, the uniform can be very uncomfortable. In some weather you feel too hot in it, and sometimes you feel too cold.
Speaker B.
I don't think about fashion too much. I think comfort is more important. That's why my favourite clothes are jeans, T-shirts and jumpers. I feel very comfortable wearing them and don't have to change too often. Jeans and T-shirts are appropriate everywhere. I can go to a picnic and to a party. do cycling and play volleyball. Your footwear should be comfortable too. That's why my choice is trainers or light tennis shoes. I can't understand people who buy special clothes for every occasion. Speaker C.
Wherever I go, I want to look nice and appropriate. Usually, it takes time and effort to decide what to wear and to choose clothes that go with each other. Luckily, I don't have this problem every morning. My school has a uniform. All I need to do is to keep my uniform clean and tidy. School is not a fashion show. We need to concentrate on learning, not on what we're wearing.
Speaker D. Most students do not like wearing school uniform very much. But uniforms are not only for children. Lots of people wear them, and for very serious reasons. For example, policemen need to be distinguished from the crowd at once because others go to them for help and defence. Firefighters wear special clothes that protect them from heat and fire and make them recognisable to each other, which is necessary to work as a team. Speaker E.
I enjoy wearing nice and fashionable clothes, and I don't like wearing the same clothes all the time. Last week, I decided that I needed new jeans, but there was no time to go to the shop. I was very busy at school, as it's exam time. A friend of mine recommended buying the jeans in an internet shop, and it took seconds. However, when I got the parcel, I felt really disappointed. The jeans were two sizes too big.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
My parents often say it's good to have school uniforms. I don't agree with them. I think school uniforms make us look all the same. It's a bit boring to wear the same clothes every day, isn't it? We cannot even change the colour. My uniform, for example, is blue. I know that this colour doesn't suit me, but I have to wear it anyway. Besides, the uniform can be very uncomfortable. In some weather you feel too hot in it, and sometimes you feel too cold.
Speaker B. I don't think about fashion too much. I think comfort is more important. That's why my favourite clothes are jeans, t-shirts and jumpers. I feel very comfortable wearing them and don't have to change too often. Jeans and t-shirts are appropriate everywhere. I can go to a picnic and to a party. Do cycling and play volleyball. Your footwear should be comfortable too. That's why my choice is trainers or light tennis shoes. I can't understand people who buy special clothes for every occasion. Speaker C.
Wherever I go, I want to look nice and appropriate. Usually, it takes time and effort to decide what to wear and to choose clothes that go with each other. Luckily, I don't have this problem every morning. My school has a uniform. All I need to do is to keep my uniform clean and tidy. School is not a fashion show. We need to concentrate on learning, not on what we're wearing.
Speaker D. Most students do not like wearing school uniform very much. But uniforms are not only for children. Lots of people wear them, and for very serious reasons. For example, policemen need to be distinguished from the crowd at once because others go to them for help and defence. Firefighters wear special clothes that protect them from heat and fire and make them recognisable to each other, which is necessary to work as a team. Speaker E.
I enjoy wearing nice and fashionable clothes, and I don't like wearing the same clothes all the time. Last week, I decided that I needed new jeans, but there was no time to go to the shop. I was very busy at school, as it's exam time. A friend of mine recommended buying the jeans in an internet shop, and it took seconds. However, when I got the parcel, I felt really disappointed. The jeans were two sizes too big.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Becky.
What are you doing here? Why haven't you gone home yet?
I want to talk to our basketball coach. He said he would be here in half an hour for the evening training session. And you? Why are you here so late?
I just saw the light in the gym and dropped in to check who's here.
No, I mean, why are you still in the school, not at home?
Oh, I left my mobile in the classroom. But all the rooms are already locked.
Pity.
Never mind. I'm sure someone has found it and has given it to the form teacher. I'll just ask her about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I lost my key a couple of weeks ago. It was brought to the head teacher and I got my key back the next day. The school administration has a special box where they put all lost things. Everything, from gloves to laptops.
Yes, I know. And what do you want to see the coach for? Do you want to join the team?
Yes, it's actually what I have in mind. But I'm not sure I'll be accepted.
Why not?
Basketball players are usually very tall, but I'm not.
I don't think it's the main requirement, really. And even if it is, there are lots of other options. Our football team, or our swimming team. No one cares how tall you are if you can swim fast.
But I can't swim at all.
Well, okay. Never mind. Swimming is easy. I love swimming in the sea, but it doesn't happen very often, unfortunately.
Yeah, and where did you learn to swim?
Oh, it was on my uncle's farm 3 years ago. It's a nice place. There's a beautiful lake nearby. That summer was unusually warm, and the water in the lake was warm too. We drove to the lake practically every day, and my father taught me to swim. A couple of weeks, and I started to feel more confident in the water.
You are quick. Do you always spend holidays together with your family?
Usually, with my father. He teaches science at school, and he often says that the main benefit of his work is the holidays. He has the opportunity to come on holiday together with us, my sister and me.
That's really good. My father works long hours, and unfortunately, we don't spend much time together.
You're in a very pessimistic mood today. We need to cheer you up.
Any ideas how to do it?
Well, my sister's friend is having a birthday party tonight. I'm invited, and they won't mind if I bring a friend. When you've had your talk with the coach, we can go straight there. They usually offer gorgeous pizza, and I've got a birthday present already.
Are you sure they won't mind one more guest?
Absolutely. But it would be better to call them beforehand anyway. If you let me use your phone, I'll do it right now.
My phone?
Yes, because I lost mine, remember?
Oh, yes, sure.
And I'll have to make one more call to my parents. They are in the cinema at the moment, but I want to let them know why they can't reach me on my number. They'll worry about me otherwise.
Yes, sure, Becky. You can use my phone. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Becky.
What are you doing here? Why haven't you gone home yet?
I want to talk to our basketball coach. He said he would be here in half an hour for the evening training session. And you? Why are you here so late?
I just saw the light in the gym and dropped in to check who's here.
No. I mean, why are you still in the school, not at home?
Oh, I left my mobile in the classroom. But all the rooms are already locked.
Pity.
Never mind. I'm sure someone has found it and has given it to the form teacher. I'll just ask her about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I lost my key a couple of weeks ago. It was brought to the head teacher and I got my key back the next day. The school administration has a special box where they put all lost things. Everything, from gloves to laptops.
Yes, I know. And what do you want to see the coach for? Do you want to join the team?
Yes, it's actually what I have in mind. But I'm not sure I'll be accepted.
Why not?
Basketball players are usually very tall, but I'm not.
I don't think it's the main requirement, really. And even if it is, there are lots of other options. Our football team, or our swimming team. No one cares how tall you are if you can swim fast.
But I can't swim at all.
Well, okay. Never mind. Swimming is easy. I love swimming in the sea, but it doesn't happen very often, unfortunately.
Yeah, And where did you learn to swim?
Oh, it was on my uncle's farm 3 years ago. It's a nice place. There's a beautiful lake nearby. That summer was unusually warm. And the water in the lake was warm too. We drove to the lake practically every day, and my father taught me to swim. A couple of weeks and I started to feel more confident in the water.
You are quick. Do you always spend holidays together with your family?
Usually with my father. He teaches science at school, and he often says that the main benefit of his work is the holidays. He has the opportunity to come on holiday together with us, my sister and me.
That's really good. My father works long hours, and unfortunately, we don't spend much time together.
You're in a very pessimistic mood today. We need to cheer you up.
Any ideas how to do it?
Well, my sister's friend is having a birthday party tonight. I'm invited, and they won't mind if I bring a friend. When you've had your talk with the coach, we can go straight there. They usually offer gorgeous pizza, and I've got a birthday present already.
Are you sure they won't mind one more guest?
Absolutely. But it would be better to call them beforehand anyway. If you let me use your phone, I'll do it right now.
My phone?
Yes, because I lost mine, remember?
Oh, yes, sure.
And I'll have to make one more call to my parents. They are in the cinema at the moment, but I want to let them know why they can't reach me on my number. They'll worry about me otherwise.
Yes, sure, Becky. You can use my phone. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.